currently the GSA believes, and we know, and it's a fact, that the industrialization agenda cannot succeed if standards are not met. We need to ensure that all goods produced in Ghana for local consumption and for exports are world-class standards. Our job is well cut out for us. We have to be involved in it. We'll be involved right from the beginning, not when the factories are done. The Ghana Standards Authority is responsible not just for products, but also for services and processes. So if service standards in Ghana are bad, we haven't done our job. If processes are failing, we have a role to play. We do not want to blame any organization or individual. Rather, we accept our responsibility. And where the job is not done, we cannot go to bed. We have to accept that we have work to do. We believe we are central to the one district, one factory agenda. The factories must run well. The products must be of world-class quality. And each one of these need our involvement. And we have a unit now for the one district, one factory program in collaboration with our mother ministry, which is the Ministry of Trade and Industry.
The board chairman of the Ghana Standards Authority, Dr. Akwesi Champon, noted that without standards, the situation of the economy will be chaotic, since it ensures orderliness and systematic growth. The Standards Authority, then known as the National Standards Board, was carved out of the Institute of Industrial Research in 1967.